This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. With the midterm general elections fast approaching, VPR is featuring a series of interviews with minor party candidates running for statewide office. You can hear these interviews in the weeks leading up to the November election on Morning Edition and during All Things Considered. And today we're speaking with Jan Svitovsky, an independent candidate for U.S. Senate. Jan, thank you so much for speaking with us.
A pleasure to be here. Thanks, Mitch, for doing this.
The most basic question I want to ask first is, why are you running to become a senator for Vermont?
Well, there are a number of reasons. I've been a political activist for almost 50 years, and have always been very, I don't even like the word politics. I call it what's following what's happening in the nation and in the world, and never desired to run for anything, never ran for dog catcher. I founded the Burlington Emergency Shelter, Burlington's first permanent homeless shelter, and using that as a model, I've started five other homeless shelters, and I've been a social worker all my life. But the events of the last few years have motivated me. I call myself a responsibility liberal Democrat, a strong believe in compassion, but I also believe in personal responsibility and practicality. I'm pragmatic. I want to accomplish things. I felt bad for the homeless, and so I didn't just send in a $10 check. I worked and I started our city's first homeless shelter.
Let me ask about some of the issues that you'll certainly be asked about as your campaign moves forward. You've talked about your dedication to fighting homelessness in Vermont. What other issues would you prioritize as a senator?
Well, there are others that are related to homelessness. When I founded the shelter back in 1982, alcoholism was responsible factor for a third of the folks. Today, it's really changed to opiates, and I have personal experience. My son was a opiate addict for 13 years, and I did an intervention with him, and thank God that was a year ago, April, and he's doing extremely well. But I know these people, and I worked for years within the system. What do you do if you've got a nephew or a daughter or a brother who is an opiate addict? And so I have a 10-point basically public awareness thing to make people aware of how you really go about helping, that you can get rides through ACTR, which is wonderful if they qualify for Medicaid, and they'll take them to an appointment an hour and a half away or 2 hours away and wait for you. You know, you need to find them a prescribing doctor. You need to find them a clinic. And again, if it's further away, I'd like to help equip folks on the opiate issue to really practically help folks. Other things that are very important to me, the environment's very important to me. We went from ignoring the Paris Climate Conference to becoming a leader of it under President Obama. And now, of course, Trump has taken us out. The issue of police brutality, that the disproportionate number of blacks and minorities, other minorities, have been the victims of a certain number of rogue cops. What do you do about that? And, you know, I believe we really need screening at a much better level in today's society. You know, we are capable of weeding out the racists. And, you know, I have so much respect for police officers I meet who are public servants and are respectful, but not so much for the frustrated high school bullies who decided to become policemen. And maybe there's a good part of racism that's involved in that as well. So I'm looking to really have a practical effect.
Would you support universal health care, a bill for that in Vermont? And if so, how would you pay for it?
Well, that's the key to me is putting forth proposals that are realistic. We can say Medicare for all, but if there's no money for it or the cost is prohibitive, to give you an intelligent answer, I don't know how to fund. I certainly support it. Obamacare was absolutely wonderful. You know, despite the very, very sleazy attacks from the GOP, I do know that we have Obamacare in place, and that it can be even improved even more, and that's realistic. I guess the key for me is I could promise free tuition, I could promise free health care, I could promise everybody a free car and a bank account, But unless you have realistic plans, it's just rhetoric.
You say it's rhetoric if you don't have a plan. But what is your plan to get these kinds of things passed? What is your concrete solution to getting the kind of legislation passed that you'd like to see to help people with these same priorities?
Well, in embarking with a philosophy of I want to get this done, or as much of it as possible to get done. I'm not going to compromise what I believe in, but I am a practical person. I am going to get as much done through negotiation and through realistic planning and finding funding sources that are realistic and can be passed on both sides of the aisle. It's not an easy thing, but people have to like you. They have to know that you're sincere. You have to, you know, have to be practical. You have to have integrity. And I think that I've been amazed running for the Senate how much lust there is for money and power. I've never had any money, so I'm not worried about money. And power isn't the way I like to relate to people. I like to relate through respect and through empathy. You know, when I said I'm a compassionate liberal Democrat, I treated each person that came to our door at the Burlington Emergency Shelter with respect. But we also work together. What effort can you make? What are you capable of? And we hook them up with AA meetings. And we, if you were able-bodied, able-minded, you looked for work. And we made referrals. We provided transportation. You know, anybody who's willing to objectively look and tackle an issue with a desire to have an outcome, I would be very happy to work with those who will work.
Jan Spitovsky is an independent candidate for U.S. Senate. And thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.